day. What a day.
I got to start off with an apology here today on Monday Night Sports Talk.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
My tout of the Gophers beating Iowa didn't turn out too good.
It didn't really.
I was surprised you said that on Friday.
I thought Iowa was mediocre. No. And I didn't take into account that the Illinois team that the Gophers beat had their fourth string quarterback playing.
Who was throwing with a broken hand, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
That turned out too.
Yes.
Well, that might explain this defense, because what a whooping that was. And everybody's calling Kirk Ferentz classless for calling the three
that
timeouts.
That was fantastic.
It was, because Fleck was down on the four-yard line with 19 seconds to go, and he calls a timeout.
Right.
You know, and I love that he said 35-0.
I love that he said we didn't want to leave him here.
We didn't want to leave him here. So
that was great.
That was just some gamesmanship between the two coaches.
Well, Fleck was trying to avoid the shutout,
right, which
so
he
called timeout.
Yeah.
And so Ferentz says, "Oh, you want timeouts? Okay, we'll give you timeouts." Yeah. So it was.
What did they lose from last year? They were a hell of a team last year.
Some very good defensive players who were seniors. Four of them in the NFL, right?
Yes.
Four. Well, one of them is a receiver, Tyler Johnson, and three defenders are in the NFL. And as I lovingly point out at every opportunity, all Tracy Clay's recruits but here's the deal. Here's the deal. His recruiting classes have been rated better than, mid-30s, better than Clay's were. And this year is supposedly fairly high 20s or something. Where are they?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the athletes? That's what I want to know.
Where is the safety man?
On defense, they have no athletes. I don't understand what the deal is, because he's had, the first recruiting class, he got the job in January, so it was a short time before the run-up, but he's had three full years of recruiting, and where are the athletes? I don't know.
The other thing is Tanner Morgan is playing awful. He is not as good as he was last year.
No, do you think maybe they're not letting Bateman get deep? They're just making him catch the shorties, and probably facing a little more pressure. I don't know. He's maybe not on the same page as this offensive coordinator, who by the way has been at several locations and not done well. But when he was at Notre Dame for a year, Mike Sanford, apparently Fleck buddied up to him, so that's how he ended up hiring him.
If Fleck has serious designs on Michigan, he's not doing himself any favors here.
No, he's not. If Harbaugh leaves, and he probably will, he'll probably find some other job and get the hell out of Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he'll be there. They'll find somebody else. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll go this route.
You know who our guy Ross Brendel predicted he'll coach Michigan next year? Urban Meyer.
How about the guy at Cincinnati, Luke Fickell, who was the interim at Ohio State? Everybody thought he was going to Southern Cal because the AD that hired him at Cincinnati is the AD at Southern Cal. But Southern Cal is 2-0 and is having a real good recruiting year with this Clay Helton, so they may not have that job opening. So I would think that he'd probably be the guy, because he's more of a Michigan man.
What do you think?
He's not selling him. He's not a hard seller of himself like Mr. Poop over here.
I'd go Upper Michigan or Western Michigan. Yeah, that kind of guy. Maybe a Youper.
Yeah, a Youper. What did you think of the Masters?
I loved the Masters. It was a boring finish, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I love watching golf without people there, because you can see the undulations. Right. You can see what's going on in the force. You can see where the ball actually is. I like it.
I buy that, but I found a fault with the absence of fans.
What?
The fans at Augusta define the holes. 18 is nothing. It just sits up there in the middle of a field. And you need the fans around to see where they're hitting it.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yes. And it also, the fans make the course tighter, because, you can now hit it over there behind on the other fairway and play it back. Somebody did that on 17. They played it off. They played it. The Smith kid. Was it Cameron Smith?
Cameron Smith.
Cameron Smith. He played 17 up the 15 fairway.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do that if the fans were all surrounding
the green. What a walkable course for players. Those tees and greens are right next to each other.
Oh, yeah.
The air shots show you that.
There is climbing to be done, at the numerous holes. I think it's, what do they say, 220 yards?
There is climbing.
You know what else I saw or I didn't see? You don't see members' tee boxes. I bet there's two reasons for that. One, they plow them under for aesthetic reasons. They don't want you to see them. And maybe they don't want you to see where we play from.
Mm-hmm.
But you never saw members' tee boxes.
What do you mean?
Members can't play that course from where the pros play.
No, they're damn near 7,400 yards now, aren't they?
But you never saw a members' tee box.
I think they
pull them for aesthetic reasons.
I bet they get rid of them. And then have to build them again.
Knowing those guys, they might have them on plats or something and grow grass out. I never thought of that, though. Yeah.
Never see them.
What are the white houses up there?
What are they?
Yeah.
Cabins for members.
There's a few cabins that are not used very often. I think there's only about four of them. And the Eisenhower cabin, Reed McKenzie, USGA president, mm-hmm. and his dear bride Jane were the occupants of the Eisenhower cabin for at least 1 year.
Really?
Yeah, during the Masters.
Wouldn't that be pleasant?
During the Masters. Would
sit on that front porch.
Oh, my God. It's right behind the putting green and the 10th tee box.
Right,
Wow. Hmm.
I went over there and visited them. So
I think golf's headed for a... I don't know what's going to happen to it. Clearly, these players are getting...
younger.
So powerful.
Yes.
So strong that I had a guy yesterday tell me, well, maybe they're going to have to play in tournaments where they're not allowed to have a driver. Maybe you only use a three-wood. And I said, well, no, that doesn't make sense because the best players will still win.
It would be more logical to try to take some of the titanium out of the, the nuclear explosion out of the golf ball.
But why is that a bad thing? What about a lower compression ball?
Yes. But I don't think, you and I think it's bad for golf that DeChambeau hits at 380.
Yeah.
But I'm not, they're trying to get the youth of America to Maine, which I think is probably a losing effort, but they think a kid would see some Bluto here hit at 400, and hey, I gotta watch how's Bryson doing. Yeah, talk about a guy. By the way, what a fraud he is. He was sick.
Let me read your mind. He's one of these guys that might get sick if he's not playing well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just got sick. I gotta go get back. This was. 2 days earlier, he wasn't sick enough to say that it's a par 67 golf course.
That's right.
It was pretty good. Now, I had to look this up. I knew that Popeye had a father, a tough guy father in the cartoons.
Okay.
Poop Deck Pappy.
Poop
Deck Pappy was
Poop
the father.
Deck Pappy.
So Bernard beat him. So my observation on Twitter was Pappy beat Bluto, Langer beat him by 2 strokes yesterday and by 1. They played together yesterday. Yeah. Langer and DeChambeau, he's given him 80, 90 yards a tee ball, and he shot 1 stroke less than DeChambeau both yesterday and for the tournament.
Koepka is
63 years old.
Koepka is just as big as DeChambeau.
In a different way, though.
Well, he's got the guns.
Yeah, but he's kind of got the narrow waist.
Yeah,
he's got the thing.
Yeah,
but DeChambeau's like huge all the way down.
Yeah,
Pat is showing the proportions.
Have
for
we seen the last of Jordan Spieth?
You know what? I've been blaming it all on his putting, but a guy pointed out to me yesterday he's 230 in hitting greens.
Mm-hmm.
Greens in regulation, he's awful. So he hits it short, and then, he's trying to get home with longer clubs than everybody else is, I guess. I don't know.
I think one of the greatest feats yesterday was after getting a 10 on number 12, Woods really doesn't ever pack it in, does he?
Nope.
He got about 6 birdies.
5 birdies and 6 holes.
Yeah.
Yeah, after making a 10.
To finish under par for the tournament. He made it 10.
Yes.
Well, Spieth was 46.
That was a hard-working 10 because it wasn't three straight in the pond. It was
two in the pond, then one back to the bunker, and hit it back into the pond.
And where did he have to drop when he hits it in from the other side?
I don't know.
In from the bunker. You don't have to go on the other side. You can stay on the side where you hit it in, right? You don't have to go back over on the other side, right?
One in, two out, hitting three. Three in, four out, hitting five.
I saw
five in the bunker.
The other thing.
Six out of the bunker in the lake. Six in, seven out, hitting eight. So it took him three shots after he dropped after the last time he's in the water?
Well, he's in the water, so he's hitting three, and then he's in the water. So then he's hitting five out of the bunker. So then he's hitting seven.
Yeah.
So then he eight and two putts. Huh. Yeah, eight and two putts. Right. So yeah, after he went in the water last time, yeah.
Always fun to see Paulina.
Oh, yes, it was. It was. I was worried, you know. It seems to me, perhaps as a reaction to our opposition to blatant sexism, we don't get as many crowd shots of the good-looking gals, right?
Right.
If you had a good-looking wife.
Well, there weren't any there.
I know. Well, there were a few. I mean, the wives were there. But if you had the good-looking wife, these old cameramen who walked around, and you'd see, like, Duffner's wife, we'd get to see her all day long.
And
we didn't get to Paulina until the 18th, to the point I was worried if she was home pregnant again something. But
she kept running. The gals in my home were kind of... She wore that to the Masters golf tournament, and
she had green. Yeah,
she thought she could hide.
I think it was a little chilly.
Yeah,
but those
too
were
bad. It wasn't 90.
Are those what we call yoga pants?
Yes.
She was wearing.
Yes,
they're a.
Do you approve?
They're a fine invention.
I think so.
Yes, they are.
A fine invention.
She apparently is one of those young ladies that has a baby and.
Can get back in shape.
Her body forgets about it.
About 3 weeks later, it's, hey, Paulina. Because I don't think she spends a lot of, I don't know. I shouldn't say this.
Who
but
knows?
I got a hunch that kid's eating out of a bottle. That's all I know.
Oh, my God.
That's my observation.
I don't mind Dustin.
I'm in favor of that, by the way.
I don't mind Dustin Johnson. He's a hell of a player.
Oh, God, he's good.
But, my God, is he boring.
He got a little misty, though. I was happy to see
that.
His
brother damn near wept.
Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't talk during the interview. Yeah. He was really...
Not damn near wept. He wept.
One thing about Dustin is... People talk, well, he hits it quick, but it takes him a long time to decide what he wants to hit. He's not exactly a...
Yeah.
Him and the brother can walk around looking at those putts for an hour and a half, man.
And then the brother stands over the ball to create a tunnel that Dustin then looks through. Did you notice that?
Yes.
What the hell was that?
Just I don't
to
know.
See contours?
You know, the brother, what they told the story yesterday, Dustin's regular caddy... was not feeling well, or there was a family problem.
I don't know.
And he was supposed to go to New Zealand with him or something. Mm-hmm. And he said, come on, stay home. You don't have to go. Well, I'll get my brother to caddy for me. He can just carry for me for one time. And then he won. Mm-hmm. And now the other guy was, I think it might have been the guy who had the Korean, M.
Oh, yeah? M?
Might have been his used one.
I think M wore that shirt Saturday. I think he had that shirt on.
Probably didn't.
What a goofy round of golf.
Yep.
He hits his drives.
Perfectly straight.
Straight. And he putts like a maniac, and he chips like a maniac, and he can't hit an approach shot. He sprays them all over the building.
Right.
But you know what? You know who would have loved him and the other Korean guy?
Hmm.
Pan?
Yeah.
The old-time headline writers. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, instead of having to get, you know, some of the, you know, those long, long names in there. Like
you're done right away.
Yeah.
Bam.
Have you seen who the new GM is of the Marlins?
Kim. Ang.
It's spelled
it's
N-G.
N-G, but there's an A
but
in there.
But we get Ang out of that. I disagree. Your name is Ang.
Supposed to be a very sharp young lady. I have to check this out. But Matt Limegraver, the old Gophers assistant coach, offensive coordinator, one of Kill's right-hand men, and then Clay's was the other right-hand man and booted him as soon as he got the job. I don't know what that was about. And he got dumped at Penn State after last year as the offensive line coach. and I bet he's giggling about Penn State right now. But he and Kim were interns together with the White Sox years ago, and apparently big buddies, I guess. So,
oh, wow.
I got to get all the Lime Grover. I don't know if I, the phone number I have might was one from his Gophers, so I'm not
do
sure.
We have, we have in the room here, do we have Monday Night Football excitement?
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
Sure.
I'm excited for the game tonight.
Yeah.
The Bears, I might be wrong about this because I was a little wrong on Iowa, but the Vikings are winning.
Yeah, what's your prediction here?
You know what convinced me? You know who their tight end is? Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
He's 83.
He's slower than I am.
He is how did this happen? They used to have about three good tight ends.
Do you know what he has?
They're terrible.
He has a good agent, Jimmy Graham.
Oh, my God. He's God
is he the Bears tight end?
Yes.
Yes.
Who's playing quarterback for them?
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles.
Who beat him with the Eagles.
Right, right.
But, yeah, that was a...
How did Joe Flacco fall from such grace?
He had a pretty serious neck injury.
He won a Super Bowl.
Right, with Baltimore.
He did, in a great shootout game against Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And then he's now starting for...
The Jets.
Just because their regular, the kid, Darnold from Southern Cal, is hurt.
Right.
But he's starting for the Jets, yeah. Oh, and the Jets are doing everything they can to lose them all.
Yes, so. And by the way, they will.
Mm-hmm. So then they would get the kid from Clemson?
Yeah.
I got a hard time a couple of weeks ago because I said I'm watching Sunday night game and Daniel Jones. I like Daniel Jones, the Giants quarterback. I said, I'd take him over 20 guys. And you're an idiot, blah, blah, blah. Well, he had a good game yesterday, Daniel Jones bandwagon. I'd take him over this guy in a heartbeat.
Well, and that's why I don't like their chances in Chicago tonight. A, they never beat Chicago at Soldier Field. And C, B, whatever letter I'm on. They're going to have to come down to Kirk Cousins making a play. And
not
he can't.
Really. Hand it off to Cook and let him run 60 yards for a touchdown.
What who was heck? Talking about the home field advantage? Was that you on Friday?
There isn't one.
There isn't one this year.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So playing in Chicago is going to be different than
the one thing they always complain about in Chicago, though, is the turf at this time of year is awful, supposedly. Mm. Well, it's
real
awful at all. Yeah, it's still real good.
And the old Soldier Field?
They never put a
Let's
turf
get you
in
old
there.
Chicago weather here.
I don't think.
Well, I'm sure they're going to get the weather from Green Bay yesterday, won't they?
Well, not really.
No?
It moves east. You know?
Got it. Swings down.
New England was not a good night for being out. Holy cow, the wind was blowing sideways. For some unknown reason, I watched a lot of football yesterday.
46 degrees there now and no rain.
Well,
that's
shoot.
Nothing.
That's nothing. You can play in that.
Vikings are going to make the playoffs.
I think so.
The East, the NFC is terrible.
Run the table?
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
No.
Don't now, is golf excited? Done? Are we done now for the year? Or do we have the crazy season coming up?
Well, I think they got a couple goofy.
You want me to
but the,
check?
The start,
yeah,
you
the
know what we've had?
Tour.
You know what we've had, Joe? We had the end of the 2019-20 season.
Right.
With the FedEx Cup Championship, the one that Dustin won, right?
Yep.
And then we had a bunch of tournaments who are the start of next year's schedule. And then we threw in the Masters, and I don't even know where that fits in. I think you get the points, but it doesn't fit in the... They probably added to the FedEx standings from last year, right?
And the Masters starts in 5 months.
Masters back in 5 months.
April 8th. Mm-hmm. What did you find, Rook? It can't be that difficult.
Boy, did they... Whoever... Somebody,
I'm not giving you wrong information.
Somebody from CBS, though, did a genius job of finding the... music this year.
Mm-hmm.
They showed that video, that film of coming up Magnolia
mm-hmm,
Drive,
mm-hmm.
John Prine song.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I think it's I've been here before.
I just can't stand the cathedral talk.
God, it drives you crazy. It does, but it's kind of like they obviously have to do it in order
to. Oh, God.
Did you see they had a deal where if you had a ticket and could not be there,
mm-hmm.
but were feeling lonely, for $150, you could order a bunch of food that would be served at Augusta.
Really?
Which, by the way, the stuff they serve on the golf course is awful.
Yeah, egg salad.
It's awful. Their egg salad. Their egg salad, you better get that baby at 8 in the morning, because about 5 in the afternoon...
She's a little sour.
But the best one they have is the pimento cheese sandwich.
Oh, yuck.
They have the pimento cheese sandwich. And if you buy one at 5 in the afternoon, the red from the pimentos will have drained through, and the bread is red. You know, this red soggy. And he's, hey, get a couple of pimento cheese sandwiches, you know, and they're woofing them
down.
That
were made at 6 this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. And the chicken one is sort of edible, but it's not hot, you know. But their food is god awful, and their barbecue comes out of a can.
Oh no!
Yes, their barbecue—you see it, you know—you see in the press room, great big cans of this crap.
The one year I was there, I never went anywhere in town except to the golf course.
Yes,
I don't know. Maybe
what'd you eat? Stop fast. You don't eat fast food either. What'd you do?
I'm trying to remember.
Buy chips.
I know that I ate breakfast in the clubhouse every day.
Oh yes, yeah. You could eat it in the the men's grill there. Yeah, lunch. But I never did all the time.
Obviously, there's a downtown Augusta.
Yes, there is. I got down there just a couple of times to see it. But I read a piece on how not having fans is not good for the Augusta economy because some of the restaurants there make their whole nut.
Right.
You know, they double the prices or triple their prices for the Masters week, and you know they're like the steakhouses in town are booked from 5 to 11, you know, with three, four different settings.
Did you notice the traffic noise and the siren noise? I could hear sirens.
I did not.
Okay, my point being, I've told this many times, but I think it's just fascinating. The main drag out in front of the course is Washington Road.
Yes.
Okay. Picture Robert Street.
Right, I was going to say Robert Street. People say Lake Street, but it's more like Robert Street.
You're driving down Robert Street.
Yes.
You take a right behind Home Depot, and you drive up Magnolia Lane, and there it is.
Yeah, it's just,
I can't picture that.
It's not like in a country club.
I can't picture that.
The first time I drove there, I kept I'm lost.
Right.
This can't be.
Right.
This can't be
where we are.
This can't be it. Where's the magic thing here? And then all of a sudden you just realize that. I'll say one thing though. I don't know if they still do it, but they still believed in the print media, man. They took great care of you when I left. Now I haven't been down there since 10 years, maybe.
Well, I haven't been there since 89.
Yeah. So
I was still in a Quonset hut.
It might have been earlier than that. It might have been early 2000s. Yeah. I was there 18 times. But they, you know, you get a parking pass. You park on the grounds.
Yeah.
Really?
Just for giggles, and we didn't do this, but just for giggles, they were selling stuff out on, you know, there's used to be, when it was, Tiger was first going.
Yep.
In like 98. And the price and the economy was good, and the prices were, people were going crazy. And Tom Swanson was representing the Minot Daily News, and he was filing stories. Somehow he got it, but he got a press pass.
Yep.
And a parking pass, and I had one, of course.
Yep.
And we couldn't sell a press pass, but we had. Our wives were there that year, and we had badges, you know, patrons' badges. Right. Mm-hmm. So we just stopped and talked to these two guys. How much for two parking passes and two badges? $1,500.
Whoa!
We didn't take it, but $1,500.
Now what would have Rookie and Reavers done?
Yep. I'm going to go print a couple more. I saw a couple in the trash. I'm going to go grab a RSM Classic.
The prices were incredible. I know golf competitors who, when they missed the cut, would go sell their, you know, go maybe back out for the weekend and have somebody sell their
John Daly
passes
maybe
and stuff.
No, he wouldn't do that.
What'd you find?
Guys with a similar frame, I'm not going to mention.
The RSM Classic is November 19th.
I don't even know what that is.
The Mayakoba Golf Classic is December 3rd, and then the QBE Shootout is December
11th. QBE Shootout is a special event, but maybe those other two are tournaments.
Real?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be.
How about the Colombian Tour? We got anything coming up on the Colombian Tour?
That was the North Carolina Tour, and then now you want the PGA, right?
Right.
And they've got everything. scheduled for next year. Here's the schedule. So it's on the 2019-20, they have all these cancellations. But they're looking like they're
Columbia
play.
Still has a bad reputation from those little problems they had there with the
in January so.
Pablo
of 2021,
trying to take off the country.
You should be in Hawaii.
Yes, yeah, they'll be there.
Yeah,
Sony Open in Hawaii,
and
January 14th.
By the way, they opened up the tournament of you don't have to have won. They want to get more because they had too many people not showing up. So I think that's if you're in a certain place on the points, in that world points, or maybe it's if you've won anywhere in the world or something, but they tried to expand the field for
now
that.
Now, we got great vaccine news today.
Yes.
Moderna.
The other one, Moderna's getting...
94.5%.
Now, is it
success.
The same? Do you have to go through as many machinations as you do for Pfizer, or is this
know.
More just come in, get a shot
mean,
in the arse and
you mean
ready.
Michelle Pfizer?
Michelle Pfizer.
Yeah, yeah, she was the one that came up with us, we learned last week.
Well, what short of everyone getting that, how are there going to be fans at the Masters in 5 months? What's happening? We don't know anything.
No.
And the news is getting worse.
Well, but maybe that'll be the stop, though. That could be the stop.
Numbers are phenomenal. Numbers are unbelievable. Boy and girl out in Woodbury are the girls now full-time online. They were going to school 2 days a week, and the boy who's a little younger, the grade schooler, they're going after Thanksgiving.
We switched this week.
All online.
All distance learning.
Oh, so how do they distance learn if mom's working and dad's working?
We're about to find out.
Okay.
So, can you call up his class on one of these giant screens?
Can you?
What?
Can you call up his class on one
of
these
they do everything
screens?
On their Chromebooks, their laptops.
Oh.
Yeah.
But Will couldn't babysit, can he?
No, not quite. But we're
he's up there in age.
In fact, this morning I got to drive all the way down to Faribault to drop him off with my folks. Then I'm going back down there tomorrow night to go get him. They're going to spend the night with Grandma so Dad can watch football tonight.
Okay.
So.
Priorities.
Priorities. Do you know back in the day, that was one place you could go to watch Monday Night Football?
Faribault.
No, you mean when they got blacked out? Is that what you're saying?
Back in the day when home games were not on television.
Oh, okay.
Even if the Vikings had a sold-out Monday night game, it was not on local television.
Really?
Wow.
To Rochester
and people used to go to Rochester all the time for the Sunday weekend games.
Mm-hmm.
But because this was ABC... I think maybe Mankato had a station or something. You could drive to Faribault. And I remember being down there a couple of times. I was not covering the Vikings at all. Probably.
Lavender Inn, where'd you go?
I can't remember where we went, but...
The Lavender Inn sounds like
I don't know if I was driving, but I hope not.
Well, yeah, Prior Lake, that's nothing. That's, what,
no,
35 minutes?
Right, it was right down there. Yeah, we went down there a few times to see him on Monday Night TV.
Oh, I wish I would have known what bar you guys ran into when you were down there.
It probably doesn't exist anymore. Mm. That's 50 years ago.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm saying it was probably something like the Lavender Inn that's close to the freeway.
Monday Night Football is 50 years old.
Yeah.
50 years
old. You guys cannot believe what a... You young pups...
They can't. They have no idea.
Cannot believe what a phenomenon this is. The Minneapolis Star, which was trying to spend as much money as they possibly could, would send a local reporter for, what do you think, Joe? 3-4 years maybe before?
Yeah, probably.
To the Monday Night Football games. So really? If Denver was playing Houston in December, they'd cover it.
Wow.
Why?
It was a social phenomenon.
It was like every Monday night game, and everybody in Minnesota would complain because Howard did 3 minutes of halftime highlights.
Yep.
And if the Vikings were on there, Howard hates the Vikings.
I was one of those kids.
He hates the Vikings. He won't have us on there. He hates...
And he loved Billy White Shoes Johnson, and he loved Earl Campbell.
He hates us. You know, the amazing thing is what time in the morning they had to get Howard to do that while he was still sober.
Yeah. Did he cover that in the Heaven game. Hotline? Did that one get covered?
Probably.
Okay. I never played the game.
Because, of course, I never played the game.
Remember when it was so popular there in the late 70s that Howard was still on that they started doing a Thursday night version?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
About four Thursdays they do it. And the Vikings were in Buffalo one Thursday, and I was covering that one. So must have been 79 or so. And Howard was in the pregame dining room, and in Buffalo it was also a bar. And there were several ladies around there talking with him, and maybe a guy or two.
Talking on his hairpiece?
And he was comatose, and he ended up doing the show. I mean, he was hammered, and he ended up doing the game. I don't know if he just got a few, little water splash in his face. And
Squirrely-looking little guy.
What?
Squirrely-looking little guy.
Oh, yeah. He was. He was. The when he got into trouble for calling the receiver from Washington the little monkey, remember that? The next week they were playing the Vikings were on Monday Night TV, and Howard would come out to practice and stand on the sidelines, made a big deal out of it, like on Friday or Saturday, and then he had someone come down and say, Howard, Jesse Jackson's on the phone, blah, blah, blah. And then about 10 minutes later, some other Ralph Abernathy's on the All the black people were calling to show their support for Howard. Even nobody knows if they were actually calling, but Howard Howard would do that. But, it was a phenomenon. I mean,
I remember how excited I was as a kid to watch the Monday Night Football game when the Vikes were playing.
Man, and you weren't there at the beginning.
No, I missed.
In 70, 71, I mean, was Meredith gone? Meredith was gone before you were old enough, probably.
I remember I was singing the lights of party, or the turn out the lights, the party's over.
Hello, you're on. Hello again, Soucheray Royce.
There he is.
Howard Cosell. Howard Cosell reporting. First of all, I protest. The abhorrent behavior of the Twin Cities. Every week, showing the backup game. Never, ever showing yours truly. Tonight, they've got Drysdale and McCarver doing the Tiger Kansas City game, while I'm ensconced doing the Mets Expert.
Yes.
What's wrong with
I don't know. No taste, Howard. I'd rather have you, Howard.
Of course you would. An excellent taste on your part, I might add. Oh, hold it one second. What a play there by Strawberry. Oh, that was Mookie Wilson? Oh, I always get those two. Oh, well. Suffice it to say, I'm going to talk about baseball, but first, just let me mention my book. You know the one. I never played the game. Now, I'm not going to be like some authors who would go on the radio hyping their book, mentioning it over and over again, drumming the title of it into your heads. I mentioned it once. I never played the game. That's the only time I need to mention it. Otherwise, I don't need to talk about it at all, just because I'm an older gentleman.
All right, I'm going to pull that down. I don't know, something else was playing while Don was trying to do Howard Cosell. Okay. I'm afraid of
doing it extremely well.
Yeah.
He, by the way, in that interview, he said, I never played the game about 14 times. Right. But
the best part was when he said, and as you well know, I never played the game, which incidentally is the name of my book, I Never Played the Game. Oh, I love that.
And he was, and I'd forgotten that a couple of years, Howard was so popular, they had him do baseball, which was like just an inconvenience for him.
What a play by Strawberry.
That's
Mookie Wilson.
I always get those two confused.
Oh, damn. I tell you what, we had Firestone, who made his reputation in a Cosell imitation, on with Vogel, and then Firestone conceded that Vogel was better.
Have we ever found that? We've looked for
I did. I looked for it, and I couldn't find it anywhere. It was up the same when Caliendo joined us and conceded a rookie.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. You're doing somebody, Rook. We just don't know who.
Right.
You know what? I think Don had a real advantage, being blind. I think that causes you to listen to voices more clearly.
Probably.
Yeah, a little more intently. Yeah.
So I think Don basically cheated.
Right. He had a built-in advantage.
Yes, he did. Oh, what a beauty.
Has Pat heard Will Sasso doing Jesse?
Yes.
Yeah, we played it for him last week.
We didn't play well for doing Jesse today.
No, but Joe brought it up. Joe did bring it up.
Jesse says he hasn't heard of him.
Oh.
No, but he did say...
Let him do it. He didn't care.
Yeah, he said, let him do it. I don't care if he makes a buck off me. That's as long as he doesn't get me sued, I think it's the only thing Jesse said. Yeah. Other than that, he doesn't care.
Well, that's what was happening to me when my friend Oslin was doing me on the Cole show.
Right.
And basically saying this vile stuff about Ziggy and the fella and, you know, just saying all these outrageous things. And I was on a break one day and Les Bagley shows me up, calls me up during the break. I get a call on my cell phone and he says, you're killing us on KFAN. I said, you think I'm on KFAN when I'm actually doing my own show right here
on another station?
On another station? Les, you idiot. That's how good he was. So, anyway.
Was that what inspired Less is More, that column?
No, that was just when he kept asking for more stuff for the dome.
Stadium.
Yeah, they wanted everything.
That was such a great headline.
Less wants more Bagley. Yeah, that was his nickname. So,
well, what do you think, boys?
Hey, I got to reveal one thing really quick. Did you guys see the new, because I know, Pat, you are really obsessed with jerseys, the Minnesota Wild's new retro jersey.
I saw the throwback. Trying to do North Star.
Oh, they're cool.
If I was the Dallas Stars, I wouldn't let them do it.
Right.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I got to say, okay. I'm not big on jerseys, that's for sure.
That doesn't do anything for you?
No, it's okay. Who cares?
I think they're cool. Yeah. I like them. But I'm a nerd that way.
Jettle.
Well, they're a gold mine is what they are.
Oh, right? $180.
Jett is in tears right now, I'm sure.
Yeah. What did you have to tell us? You said you had to tell us something.
I got to make a political comment.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Do these dumbass Republicans who are standing up for this guy because they're terrified of the Trumpers realize that of the 78 million people who voted for Biden, 76 million voted for him because they hate Trump? You are creating a situation with the Republican Party where you're tying your wagon to these morons who were in the streets with the Proud Boys this weekend. And this is not going to get you to the finish line in the future because he's got 30%. And I know you'd be in trouble without that 30%. But there's also, of the 74 million who voted for him, or 73, you know, 40 million of them voted for him because they like Republican economic policies, not because they thought this moron was some great leader. So basically, they're selling out for 25% of the country's voters. And, you know, and they are making the rest, you know. Why do you think?
I could put it in a simpler
why
sentence.
Why do you think more black people voted in this election than when Obama wrote, a higher percentage than when Obama ran, because they hate Trump. That's why you are supporting, you are selling your soul to the most hated president of my lifetime.
And the reason? They're trying to keep their job, because they love life on that distinct parallel track from the rest of us.
Yes.
That's as simple as that.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And none of them have any balls whatsoever.
No.
And, so there you go.
But in long term,
there it is. We saw
you know, it might get you reelected and it'll get you reelected in South Carolina again and stuff. But long term, nationally, you can't sell your soul to these, the Trumpeters, but they're doing it right now. It's amazing.
Well, that's Patrick James, Stephen Ricey.
Well, how could I know it when, in fact, I never
I never ran for office.
That's right. You never.
Are you going to turn this
No,
thing
I
on?
Did run for the Hall of Fame three times.
That's
and finished
true.
Third in a field of three. I'm proud to announce, not on the ballot this year, won't have to finish third. Right.
Fantastic.
Not on the ballot.
Very good.
I finally talked my way off the ballot, so that's good.
Very good.
All right.
Here is our guy, Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold.
Josh!
His name is Mr. Money Talk. Josh Arnold is on the line with us right now, and you should call him today. for a free, no obligation consultation of 48 minutes where you're always going to get straight talk. You're never going to get sugar-coated advice. And Mr. Money Talk is on the line with us today. Josh, how are markets responding in the wake of all of this political uncertainty, sir?
Well, I'm going to put that on the back burner.
Okay.
I think the market is more concerned with potential of a stimulus, earnings, and the virus. It gets a little mixed up between maybe it's the virus, and the virus did take a little center stage for much of this week. Seemed to be contained a little bit, not so much with the number of cases which continue to increase, not so much with the potential of a nationwide lockdown, which was talked about by one of President-elect Biden's advisors, Michael Osterholm, the possibility and potential of a vaccine, first from Pfizer and next up from Moderna. Moderna's vaccine seems to have the easiest way to get to people because of the temperature. But beyond that, there's still a potential that a stimulus deal could be reached before the end of the year, at least a small one. The market might be disappointed with that. That could happen, and if not at the end of this year, then the beginning of the next year. The Fed has talked very diligently about the need for fiscal stimulus. Hopefully, the folks in Congress will listen, but that has been a little bit of a political football, at least from one side trying to influence the outcome of the election. Yet, got to come to earnings. Earnings have been much better than expected. Two in particular. Disney took off on the backs of more Disney Plus subscribers than had been expected. That hurt a little bit Netflix and my favorite Amazon. That's still a big thing, and there's still plenty of people who will take several of these streaming services. Additionally, another favorite, because I know you're into sports betting and
very
probably
much.
Have fantasy football, fantasy baseball, maybe even you're betting on this week's Masters. Well, another favorite of mine, DraftKings, reported much better than expected earnings, up their guidance for the next year as more states have approved sports betting and online gambling. That has also helped boost two other favorites of mine, Caesars Palace, Penn National Gaming. Going to be interesting, but again, the focus, stimulus, virus, and earnings.
Very good, Josh. And you should call Mr. Money Talk today, as I mentioned earlier, for a no-cost, no-obligation, free 48-minute consultation with our guy, Mr. Money Talk. You're always going to get straight talk. You're never going to get sugar-coated advice. Josh Arnold, thank you so much for your time, sir. Have a great weekend. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, Chris.